Hey, Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University coming to you once again on Podcast Friday, March 27, 2026. Very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for stopping by and giving us a listen here. As, of course, that other K-State podcast up here in Kansas City, Missouri, north of the weather. North of the river. All things K-State sports, whether that's football, men's, women's, basketball, soccer, on the field, coming up this weekend, and so much more. Appreciate y'all for, again, stopping by and give us an opportunity, give us a chance to be in your ears for about 10, 15 minutes every single day. Nope, the bus do not stop after Friday night. No, done that. We keep it moving throughout the week. Especially if something were to happen just like this, right? So men's basketball, and I literally came up upon this, what was it, an hour ago, something like that? How about this? So obviously, for those of you who are not K-State fans, especially those are not K-State fans, but anyways, welcome on board to the podcast. Casey Alexander, your new men's basketball coach at Kansas State, was just recently hired, right? And he's been back and forth between here and Nashville trying to get things figured out. And from what I've heard anyways, he is in Manhattan and he brought a couple of assistants over. Of course, we'll touch on that. Of course it's going to do that. Let's see if I can. There we go. Of course it's going to do that. Come on now. Come on, laptop. Let's work with me here for another episode of this podcast now. Come on now. But anyways. Yeah, so Casey Alexander. From the last time I heard, yeah. Anyways. Is in Manhattan and it brought some of the sins over. We will know those sins over due time. But we do know this. Sitting here, almost 5 o'clock in the afternoon, sitting here. How about, congratulations, Casey Alexander. You have gotten your first recruit to come to K-State now. He was originally, again, in a perfect world, they don't move station to station. But, hey, recruits who commit. And Devin Hutcherson is your first under the new regime for Casey Alexander in the men's basketball squad. Yes, he was going to go to Belmont. It's going to take a minute. Belmont, where Casey Alexander was over there. And, of course, Casey Alexander, that's his alma mater. So he was going to go over there. But the whole thing shifted. Casey Alexander gets hired over here to Manhattan, Kansas. And here, almost about 5 o'clock. I didn't know about this until like an hour ago. I saw it like, oh, our buddy, our friend of the podcast, honorary co-host Alex Aiden retweeted this as well. And you're going to be hearing Alex this summer on this podcast. And if his availability Monday sets up, we are going to get together. I know I've been saying it for months and months and months now. So. Once it does happen, I'll let you know. So he'll be on. I'm gonna have another friend on the podcast. Well, not friend on the podcast, and potentially a lady on this podcast as well to talk women's sports as well. So things are in the works currently as it goes along. So you're not gonna just hear me ramble off because y'all know my opinions. But we don't know about the staff. Casey Alexander. See, we don't even know the names of the staff, the people that he brought over. Right. So. Again, it's going to be a learning process, and we can't sit here like in the past few years, think that, okay, Jerome Tate's going to promise this, and we're not going to get the benefits of that, right? But Devin Hutcherson, your first commit in a Casey Alexander regime, the Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State sports, here. Again, Belmont recruit, and I wouldn't be surprised now. I think I heard this on another K-State podcast. There's so much good content, K-State. So again, you want to make sure you're a part. Bring this podcast in your encyclopedia as well, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, that one of his former players hit the transfer portal as well. So, It'll be intriguing. Hey, it'll be not, hey, you know, you got to rebuild this roster anyway. So whether it be a transfer portal or, again, he said in his press, which I still have not listened to, but his main points, right? He wants to develop talent. That's what I've been saying entire. This is what I've been saying entire through Jerome tenure. I mean, you got to get pieces in the portal, but like I've been saying with the women's basketball team, if you can hold on to your core, like a Jordan Spicer, Gina Garcia, Anaya Foy, Marie Harad, Natasha Klassen, and Taryn Sides, and put pieces around them, look, their case of women's basketball team on the flip side going to be something to deal with next season. And this is what I'm saying about men's basketball team. Again, Danny Ames would have stayed put. That recruiting class, that first ever recruiting class of Jerome Tang, I recruited. It was Danny Ames, RJ Jones, and Buddy Rich, right? Who knows? Maybe we sit here talking a different story. Maybe Jerome Tang is still the head coach of this team, or maybe not. We don't know. We don't know. Because yeah, that's a big time miss. You can't hang on to your own blade because of money nowadays. So I don't know. It's just one of what if, one of those is like what if, right? If you cannot hold on to your own players, you know, and constantly building through the portal, you're not gonna get anywhere. And at least me and Casey can agree on that. you gotta build talent. And he's got a little old school to him. So again, getting Devin Hutchinson over here, which was one of his original recruits anyway. So apparently, you know, Casey Alexander gets a job, and then Hutchinson follows him right on over the K State. And oh yeah, baby, shout out ATL, baby, Atlanta, Georgia native. What up? 6'4", 180. Let me see here. Yeah, he had Holy Innocence Episcopal School. Yeah, he comes out of that, I believe. Yeah, so let me see here. That's probably, let's see here. All right, yeah, so anyways, that's a description right there. So let me see here. Yeah, I was reading some of his, from a K-State website there. Obviously, let me see, 37% shooting as a sophomore from downtown, 40% each shot. He can shoot the ball from 3-point land. I'm just getting this right here. Yeah, this is what I need right here. So let me see here. Yeah, the Atlanta Journal Constitution, not this past year, but last year, Georgia 3A Defensive Player of the Year, in addition to being named Georgia All-State Team. And yeah, of course we know he's a winner. Come on now. A winner there. And he's been a part of back-to-back state championships, averaging almost over 25 points a game, and almost a double-double, really. 24, look, I'm reading off this notes here from another article, 24 and 9, it looks like over here. So yeah, man, that's a bang right there. Already, you talk about, and I think when I'm picking up, I'll have to listen to the entire press conference. When I pick up for Casey Alexander as well, he wants to shoot the 3-ball as well. So, hey, this is a good start right here. Now, again, we don't know who's going to be the holdovers from the last Tang team from this past year. I don't know that. It could be everybody could be headed out the door. Or not, but either way, you're gonna have to rebuild this team. So again, Casey Alexander's gonna have a workout out for him. Con Klein's gonna have a workout out for him too. But we kind of know, until I look at that roster, it's kind of a little bit tough. But you know, Con Klein put the piece. I talked about this early in the show this week. He put a tremendous staff together. And we're going to see in the fall. He mentioned it in his press conference the other day that, hey, we're going to find out all these answers in the fall. Real estate don't start in the fall anyway. So that's where the money's going to be made at right there. Casey Alexander, we're not going to know. Look, we can see and play. We're going to play guessing games all summer long. But once that ball is tipped off for this first season, we're going to know. we're going to find a little bit about he and his staff. And I know for I don't know the names of his staff he's bringing over. All I've heard from Red is that he's bringing over some of his assistants on from Belmont over to K-State there. And he's also going to be hiring from outside of that circle as well. So that's kind of the main thing. Also the main thing as well. Jerome Tang hiring his guys. You gotta be able to put a piece again. We could be sitting here saying, "Oh, Jerome Tang's still here." You know, he's put together a good, decent staff. You know, with experience, and that's what I mean. Casey Alexander experienced anyways, but he knows how to put a staff together. And again, he's gonna be looking outside the wing as well for some help there as well. And there ain't nothing wrong with that there as well. So we're gonna see. Let me see if I can pick up any other notes here. This is the Purple Project Podcast, Purple Project Podcast, all things KC Sports. Eddie Greer here. Casey Alexander gets his first commit officially to K-State on his men's basketball team. That in the person of Devin Hutcherson there. And it looks like from some of the comments here, real quick, upside talent there. I mean, he's got some upside there. Let me see here. That's his own thoughts. Yeah, so I have not seen him play. Obviously, this is like pretty much fresh off the rip there as well. But this is we're only in the back end of March. So as we tracked pretty much most of the recruiting for football leading up to Colin Klein's first season as head coach for K-State, we're gonna be doing pretty much the same thing. Now again, this is without we don't know who's even coming back. If not that. For K-State, from this past year, a roster that was almost dead last in the Big 12 there as well. So you're going to have Casey Alexander's going to have his work out for him. You're going to have to turn this thing around fast. I know I'm crisscrossing the two over. Colin Klein mentioned it yesterday. You know, we have to develop quick because of the production, you know, guys want to develop faster and, hey, either after the year you hit the transfer portal or go to the NFL or come back. So, it's fortunately, it's not like that. Well, it is like that now, but unfortunately, it's not the old days where you just keep a guy guaranteed 4 years or even really 3 years. It ain't like that anymore, but this is a start right here in the person of Devin Hutcherson. Again, we'll be keeping much more tracked, like we did with football, about how this roster could stack up in Casey Alexander's first year coming this fall as the new K-State men's basketball coach. Our own Alexander retweeted that earlier today. Once that commitment went down there as well. Again, you're gonna be hearing him. I'm hopeful to bring on, which he's gonna say yes anyways. I know he is. Because we haven't spoke on a podcast in a minute. So there's that. So that's kind of a common outlook for this other K-State podcast coming this summer as well. I'm going to try, hopefully, get Alex on to record, I know next week at some point, hopefully be early in the week. We'll just have to see about that. But yeah, that's kind of a breaking news story today. Huge. So Casey Alexander breaking ground in Manhattan, and he gets his first commitment to the Little Apple, Manhattan, Kansas. Devin Hutcherson, the first in the new regime, men's basketball, board of men's basketball under Casey Alexander, who was at Belmont for a handful of years in his alma mater, now at Kansas State. And this, we are out of the blocks here with commitments and treasure portal stuff when it comes to men's basketball. Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State sports you can get, where our podcasts are found free and available daily. Once you just record K-State content, you know what it is. iTunes, Spotify. You can find us pretty much almost everywhere. Podcasting platforms, wherever. Listen to your favorite K-State podcast. If you have not already, please make sure you have subscribed to this podcast every day. Podcasts, including the weekends as well. The Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State sports. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast, baby. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Our first in the Casey Alexander era. First commit, Devin Hutcherson coming over from the ATL. Shout out ATL again, baby. This has been another edition right here of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports with Cats.